Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 40 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 40, Yeshua, resurrection and life. John 11:25. Yeshua said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Resurrection in the Greek is Anastasis from G450 Strong's Concordance. A standing up again that is literally a resurrection from death, individual, general, or by implication, or figuratively or moral, recovery of spiritual truth. Raised to life again, resurrection, rise from the dead, that should rise and rising again. Life is the word zoe in the Greek, G2222. Thayer's definition. One, life, the state of one who is possessed of vitality or is animate. B, every living soul. 2. Life, of the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God, and through Him, both to the hypostatic Logos and to Messiah, in whom the Logos put on human nature. Life real and genuine, a life active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed in the portion, even in this world, of those who put their trust in Messiah. But after the resurrection, to be consummated by new accessions, and more than that, a perfect body to last forever. Death is not natural. Man was not created to die. In fact, if Adam and Eve had made the right choice to obey God, life would have been so different. But they chose not to obey, and death became the sentence for disobedience. Every civilization looked for ways to live eternally. However, only Yahweh made a way through Messiah for this hope to come true. None of us look forward to dying. In fact, we do everything to avoid it. But it is appointed for man to die, and then the judgment. But those who walk with God and have put their faith and trust in Messiah have the hope of the resurrection and eternal life with Him. I am the resurrection and the life. In addition to Yeshua's absolute I am statements, Yochanan reports 7 predicted I am statements. I am the bread statements, Yochanan reports 7 predicted I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the real vine. The book of Revelation adds that Yeshua similarly spoke of himself after the resurrection as the A and the Z, the Alpha and Omega, or the Aleph and Tav, and as the first and as the last. The Bible describes the origin of death. Death is a divine punishment for man's disobedience. Through the consequence of the fall, our own personal sins, the Green Reaper comes to harvest our souls for judgment. This means that death is not natural, normal, or human. Romans 5:12-7, 6:23, Hebrews 9:27, and James 1:14-15. It is unnatural and it's subnormal. All the humanistic concepts about death being natural or a part of human nature are false. Death is terrible and unnatural, ripping of the soul out of man's body. Death tears man in half. Man was made to live and not to die. Again, the biblical attitude towards death is, number one, death is unnatural. Number two, death flows from sin. Number three, death is a time of sorrow, John 11:33-39. And four, death will be done away with when Yeshua returns, Revelation 21:4. The Bible explains the nature of death in terms of separation, not annihilation. It is the leaving of the soul or spirit from the body that causes death. And it came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin, Genesis 35:18. Remember him before the silver cord is broken and the golden bowl is crushed, the pitcher by the well is shattered, and the wheel at the cistern is crushed. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it, Ecclesiastes 7:6-7. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead, James 2:26. Matthew 22:31-33. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowd heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. Yeshua derives the doctrine of resurrection from the Torah, because the Sadducees, or Sadducees, accepted only the Pentateuch as absolutely authoritative. This is why he cites Exodus 3:6 rather than the more obvious scriptural refutations at Isaiah 26:19, Daniel 12:2, and Job 19:26. Compare the following extract from the Talmud. Menim, sectarians, asked Rabbi Gamaliel, how do we know that the Holy One, blessed be He, will resurrect the dead? He answered them, from the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, yet they did not accept it as conclusive proof. From Torah, as it is written, the Lord said to Moses, here you will sleep with your fathers and rise up, Deuteronomy 31:16. But maybe, they said to him by way of objection, the verse reads, and the people will rise up, as in fact it does read. From the prophets, as it is written, your dead will live and arise with my dead body. Wake up, sing, you who dwell in the dust, for your dew is like the dew on herbs, and the earth will throw out the shades of its dead, Isaiah 26:19. But maybe this refers to the dead whom Ezekiel resurrected, Ezekiel 37. From the writings, as it is written, and the roof of your mouth, like the best wine of my beloved, that goes down sweetly, causing the lips of those that are asleep to speak. Song of Songs 7:9. But maybe it means only that their lips will move. They did not accept his proof until he cited this verse, which Adonai swore to your fathers to them, Deuteronomy 11:21. Not to you, but to them, to your fathers who are now dead. Hence, resurrection is derived from the Torah. The passage gains interest from the fact that the Menim, or sectarians, often means Messianic Jews, and Rabbi Gamaliel is mentioned in the New Testament, Acts 5:34 and 22:3. Travers Herford suggests they did not reject the doctrine of resurrection, but questioned its derivability from the Tanakh. I think these Menim were other sectarians and not Messianic Jews at all, for Herford's reasoning notwithstanding, there is no reason why Messianic Jews would object to deriving resurrection from the scriptures. There are several other passages in the same part of Tractate Sanhedrin which derive resurrection from the Tanakh. One example, our rabbis taught, it is written, I kill and I make alive, Deuteronomy 32:39. I could understand, I kill one person and give life to a different one. As the world goes on, some die, others are born. This is why the scripture says immediately afterward in the same verse, I wound and I heal. Just as the wounding and healing clearly refer to the same person, likewise, putting to death and bringing to life refer to the same person. This refutes those that claim that resurrection is not implied by the Torah. Jewish New Testament Commentary, David Stern. Hebrews 9:27. And just as is it appointed for men to die once, and after this judgment. 1 Corinthians 15:20-58. But now Messiah has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also come through a man. For as in Adam all die, so also Messiah will all be made alive. Verse 51, behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptibility, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the Torah. But thanks be to God who keeps us, giving us the victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, my dearly loved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, and always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Thessalonians 4, beginning with verse 13. Now we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, so with him God will also bring those who have fallen asleep in Yeshua. For this we tell you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall in no way precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel and the blast of God's shofar, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we who are alive and who are left behind will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we always be with the Lord. Therefore encourage one another with these words. For those who put their faith in Messiah, death is but a transition into eternal life as we wait the resurrection as promised by Scriptures and Yeshua. Write out your personal thoughts of Yeshua and the resurrection and the life in your own life. Blessings. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 40 days, which are 5 weeks and 5 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. In Yeshua's name. Bo, Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.